guys, how's it going? It's Danny here. I just wanted to carry on from my original podcast, which was a story about the journey into music for me, and I wanted to take away elements of that story and elaborate on them. And today I wanted to talk about the point where my attitude changed once I discovered my thing, which was music. When I was coming into my teens, like I said in the story, I used to hang out with people who I didn't share interests with and just trying to fit in. And when I discovered my thing, I found a sense of identity and my whole attitude changed. And in a sense of, I felt a bit more free. I wanted to seek out different sorts of people and felt a bit more like I had discovered something about myself, and I was really wanted to parade it. I really wanted to kind of let the world know that I was not the same as everyone else. I don't know, but it's funny, isn't it, how you think, well, at that time when I was that young, I thought I'd found this my identity, but as I've got older, I realized that, in my opinion, life is a whole journey of discovering yourself, and it's like a lifetime thing. You're always learning more about yourself and the world. Yeah, when I was that age, it was something I discovered, the music, and then I had this whole new outlook on life. I was like very much individual. I felt like I had something that no one else had, like that gave me this sense of, what, like I said, identity, but sense of like sense of pride as well. Like I was really proud to represent something that wasn't, in my world, the norm. So the norm at the time, before I discovered it, was kind of, I can't remember the music, but it's kind of, yeah, it was like hip-hop music, which I still like now, but it was very much more the crowds I was with. It was like hip-hop and R&B and some pop, but like the more dancier pop. Once I discovered bands and Blink-182 and the guitar and stuff like that, I just had much more of an individuality, and it gave me permission to break away from the social circles I had and it made me want to discover my own sorts of people. And yeah, it was definitely like a turning point in terms of my attitude, because it led me on a whole new path. And I always think, like, imagine if I didn't discover music in that way, like how my life would be so different. Like, I don't know if it would be, but if I really think about it, possibly could have been a completely different person. You know, I could have, I don't know. I guess, you know, at one point in my life, I was going to get into something. But I mean, there was all sorts of stuff people were getting into around that age. And I'm glad that I got into music. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about how, you know, if you have something that you're interested in, don't be scared of it. I remember being younger as well, and once I discovered this infatuation with music, people tried to make me feel ashamed of it because it wasn't cool and didn't represent masculinity or like being this like bad man or like chasing girls and stuff like that. Just silly things like this music was definitely associated with being a bit of a reject, really. You know, a bit of an outsider, a bit of a, you know, a bit weird maybe, because it's like rock music. Rock was associated with being a bit of an oddball. I don't know. That's how some people, that's how, when I was growing up, that's how it was seen. Like, I could be completely off right now, but in my world, when I was growing up, the school I went to and some of the people that I knew, if you were a skater, I said it in my original story, if you were a skater or into rock or whatever, that you made yourself vulnerable to being picked on. And I remember, you know, I used to wear nail varnish. I remember those times I put eyeliner on, and I used to wear these really baggy trousers with chains. And in fact, I'll put my hands up now, I did look really cool. It wasn't considered cool. And there was like these names which were derogatory terms, like mosher, grebo, grunger, which was not good. Like, get the grebo. Look at that grebo. Mosher. Yeah, but anyway, I didn't care. I represented what I was interested in very proudly. And what I'm trying to say is, if you have something you're interested in, don't be ashamed of it and follow it, represent it. If it's part of who you are or you identify with that at the time, just don't be ashamed of it, because, you know, one thing that I'll take away from that whole experience of discovering my thing, because I think I became even more open-minded ever since then. I could have been like this. Like, I could have said to myself internally, I could have discovered this thing, be like, oh, I actually really like that kind of music, but I'll never outwardly express that. Do just so I wouldn't make myself vulnerable, or wouldn't get picked on, or, you know, made fun of. I could have done that, and just, it was all the internal, like, oh yeah, I like this, and I can't tell anyone. Like, no way. I didn't. I was like, yeah, oh my God, this is sick. This is my thing. Whoa, this is sick. Yeah. And because of that excitement I had about discovering music, like the energy and the excitement and that attracted people to this as well, and to me, and wanting to find out, like, what is this thing that you're so excited about? And then people are like, oh yeah, it's cool. Like, yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about that. I know it's been a while since I did a podcast, but I'm going to do it more often. Just speaking to my phone a bit more candid. Thanks for listening. Give me some ideas what to speak about in the future. And there is going to be a lot more podcasts elaborating on that original story. So if you haven't heard that original story, go back to my first podcast, listen to all of that, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.